This week on The Marquee, we've got space travel tragedies and gamblers on the run. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Sandra Bullock and George Clooney star in Gravity, the latest film from director Alfonso Cuarón. A routine spacewalk to repair the Hubble telescope turns into a life-or-death struggle as a field of debris strands the astronauts in Earth's orbit. Gravity is a bit of a departure from Cuarón's most well-known films, like Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban and Children of Men, but this out-of-this-world drama is definitely one of 2013's best films.
In the crime thriller Runner Runner, jack-of-all-trades Justin Timberlake joins forces with Batman-to-be Ben Affleck to tell the story of a college kid who teams up with an online gambling entrepreneur, only to discover that he's being set up to take a fall.
Opening at the gateway, Dracula 3D is legendary horror director Dario Argento's take on the classic Bram Stoker novel. Bloody, pulpy, and in 3D, this comedic horror film stars Rutger Hauer as Van Helsing and the director's daughter Asia Argento as Dracula's concubine.
The historical drama Parkland depicts the events that took place in Parkland Hospital in Dallas on the day that President Kennedy was killed. It may be a small release, but the ensemble cast is huge, with everyone from Zac Efron and Colin Hanks to Paul Giamatti and Billy Bob Thornton making an appearance. But my pick this week is a no-brainer. Award season is coming, and Gravity is the first real contender. It's definitely worth checking out.
It's hard to deny how good of a movie Gravity is. Visually stunning, emotionally exhausting, and armrest gripping are just a few ways to describe it. It's definitely a film you need to see in a theater.
Or if your weekend plans don't include a trip to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Croods. DreamWorks' prehistoric animated adventure follows a family of cavemen on a quest to escape the end of the world, even though it means leaving the safety of their cave and putting their lives in danger. Though DreamWorks has produced a number of noteworthy animated films in recent years, this isn't one of them. The kids may not care that it's ridiculous and nonsensical and cliched, but parents will want to avoid this dim-witted journey.
In the comedy This Is the End, a party at James Franco's house filled with celebrities including Seth Rogen, Jay Baruchel, Jonah Hill, Craig Robinson, and Danny McBride, plus many more, goes terribly wrong as the apocalypse happens right outside their front door. Crass doesn't even begin to describe This Is the End, but for the most part it's still a very funny movie, if you like that brand of humor. If you're easily offended, I wouldn't even give it a whirl. Otherwise, have fun.
Marvel's heroes meet Disney's dynamic young duo in Phineas and Ferb Mission Marvel. When Dr. Doofenshmirtz accidentally strips the beloved superheroes of their powers, it's up to Phineas and Ferb and Perry the Platypus to save the day. Even if you already saw it when it aired on the Disney Channel in August, fans of the clever cartoon series won't want to miss this special episode on DVD.
If you're in the mood for something a little more vintage, there's a trio of 3D catalog titles to check out, including Disney's The Little Mermaid, The Wizard of Oz, and the Vincent Price classic House of Wax. Again, all three are available in 3D.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with The Little Mermaid in 3D. It's one of my all-time favorite Disney films, and I can't wait to see this underwater Disney princess adventure in 3D.
I haven't seen The Little Mermaid since 1989, and I was disappointed when Disney recently canceled the 3D theatrical release, so for the time being, this is the best way to see this undersea adventure. If you're looking for something a bit more adult, go with This Is the End.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. We'll be off the air next week during WCBE's Fall Fun Drive, but be sure to listen in next time for Catastrophe at Sea and Loose Lips That Sink More Than Just Ships. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movies82.com.
Until next week.
That rug really tied the room together, did it not?